Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Hair Relaxer Las Vegas. Her name is Jasmine Hill, and her phone number is 310-508-7135. She is on the other line, so do you want me to repeat the number, or I can transfer her?
No, you can transfer her over.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Hello, Jasmine?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Yes.
I'm good. Thank you for asking. My name's Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim at all?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with any cancers after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian. Was this for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Right. And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
February 9th. 2024.
Oh, wow. And what state were you diagnosed in?
California.
California. Okay. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Do you know how many times per year on average you were using hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
About 6 times a year.
6 times, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
4/9/1995.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know of anyone else who was also affected by the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Who was also diagnosed with cancer?
No one in my family. Just researching about it and seeing it. I don't know anyone personally.
Okay. Okay, and then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, Leslie Gonzalez.
Okay, and then the facility for that doctor?
PIH Health Hospital in Downey.
Okay, is that the one on 11411 Brookshire Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And were you using the hair relaxer in California?
Yes.
Do you remember what year you first started using hair relaxer?
In 2018.
And what year did you stop using it?
This year, January 2024.
Okay. And then as far as your usage, was it weekly, monthly, or four times a year?
About six times a year. Like every 2 months.
Okay, so you used it for about 6 years consecutively?
Yes.
And then were you going to a salon for this, or was it at home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And for the times where you were doing it at home, do you remember where you purchased the hair relaxer from?
From the beauty supply or CVS, wherever they sold it.
Okay, and then do you know any of the salon names where you were going?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Right, and then do you remember the brand of the products you were using, or would you like me to read off some from the list?
I'm L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Dark and Lovely. And then did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer?
Yeah.
And as far as your diagnosis, have you received any treatment?
Yes.
Okay. What type of treatment?
Chemotherapy and a partial hysterectomy and pain medication.
Okay. And when was your treatment date?
February 2024.
Okay. And then for that treating doctor, is that the same, the Leslie Gonzalez?
Yes.
Okay. At the same facility. Right. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
J-A-S-M-I-N-E. Last name is H-I-L-L.
H-I-L-L. And what is your primary email address?
JasmineH743@gmail.com.
Thank you. And then I have your cell phone number as 310-508-7135.
Yeah.
And what is your current home address?
14513 Hawdale Avenue, Apartment C, Gardena, California, 90247.
That was Apartment D, like dog?
B as in cat.
Okay, thank you. Right. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yeah.
And are you able to provide those by mail or electronically or both?
Both should be okay.
Okay. And then can I get your social?
612-822-2487.
It was 2487?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we do...
For the medical records, you can get them from the hospital, right? Or do I can give, or I have to give them to you?
No, the attorneys can pull medical records. It's just in case if you have any
okay.
of your own, you could send it over as well.
Okay. You can pull it. You have permission to get it.
Okay. Right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And does this person live with you?
No.
Okay. And what was that phone number?
323-683-4082.
And your relationship to this person?
Close friend.
Okay. And then just a first and last name.
Shaquille James, S-H-A-Q-U-I-L-L-E. Last name James, J-A-M-E-S.
Okay, thank you. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and to your email, whichever one's easier for you to open up.
Okay. Okay. I received it. It's loading now.
Okay. And then while you're looking over that, I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line just so you have my number in case you had any questions at all.
Okay. Okay, I completed this thing.
Okay. Oh, yes, I just received it. All right. And then the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. And I will send you their number as well in case
okay.
you had any questions for them. But did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No, I'm not good.
Okay. All right, then I'll go ahead and
I qualify for it or no?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I just sent you the retainer with the law firm.
Okay.
So they should be giving you a call. They'll tell you the next
okay.
steps and verify all that information I took down.
Okay.
Right. And then I just sent you my number as well as the law firm. So if you do miss their call or anything, you can give them a call back.
Okay, got it.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.